to the Real Estate Scripts Podcast, the show that helps you know what to say when you're talking to buyers and sellers so that you can close more deals and earn more money. I'm Darren Tunstall, a real estate professional, coach, and number one best-selling author. Let's get into this. Before we begin today's episode, I want to clarify some important points. I am a licensed real estate agent, and my DRE number is 01853445. It's crucial to note that this podcast operates independently of my affiliation with Keller Williams Realty and any realtor associations. My primary goal with this podcast is to provide you, our listeners, with valuable information, insights, and practical tools. As a reminder, the purpose of Scripts and Dialogues is to come, learn, practice, and be prepared to fail forward. This is where we make mistakes and help each other out, but we're mostly interested in seeing how we can get better. First, we read through the script word for word, and then we go back and put it into our own natural tone, style, and phrasing. You won't know what to say until you go through the script. So, with that said, many people will say, "That's not how I sound," and I totally get it. That's not how you sound. But that is the reason why we practice every day, so that the script becomes you and in your own voice. So, read it word for word first, then go back and put it into your own natural tone, style, and phrasing, and I think it'll work out. All right, so today is lead generation, and we're talking about expired listings. The script today is called Winning Over Expired Listings, a Negotiation-Based Approach. In this scenario, you are calling a homeowner whose listing with a previous agent has expired, and they're feeling frustrated that their home did not sell. They're looking for a new agent who can help them achieve their goals. The requirements are cold call expired listings, research property and motivations, show empathy, negotiate, build rapport, and demonstrate marketing expertise. The intention is to get the homeowner to list their home with you while creating a win-win situation where the homeowner feels heard and understood. Understand? Tie down.
Got it? Got it.
Makes sense? Yeah. I love tie downs. Can't wait till we do those again. They're so much fun. Okay. So we will go ahead and break out on this one. We'll have Debbie be the agent first. Jim, you're the expired listing. You're the seller. And then we'll reverse roles and go from there. Then we'll bring everyone back. So Debbie, when you're ready, you're calling expired listings today.
Okay. Hi, is this Jim?
You got him.
Well, this is Debbie Logan from Keller Williams La Mesa on the repros team. And I noticed your home for sale recently expired. And I want to touch base with you to see if you're still interested in selling.
Well, you know, at this point, I'm not exactly sure.
Did you have an agent that you weren't happy with?
Well, you know, I don't know what happened. The place didn't sell. That's all I know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that your previous agent wasn't able to sell your home. I understand how frustrating that can be. And if you don't mind, may I ask you a few questions to understand your situation better?
Yeah, I suppose it's okay.
Okay, well, to start with, could you tell me what you were hoping to achieve by selling your home?
Yeah, get out of California.
Oh, I hear a lot of that lately. Well, that sounds like a smart plan. It also sounds like you were hoping to get top dollar for your home. Is that correct?
Well, I don't want to give it away.
I can understand. It can be challenging to get the right price for your home, especially if the market is slow. May I ask if you received any offers while your home was listed with your previous agent?
Yeah, we had a couple ridiculous offers.
Oh, they lowballed it, huh?
Right.
Well, it sounds like you were looking for a fair price for your home, but the offers you received weren't meeting your expectations. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I understand how frustrating that can be. And as a real estate agent, my goal is to help you get the best price for your home. And I have some proven strategies that I think can help you achieve that. Would you be interested in hearing more?
I don't know. Give me a, what are you talking about? Give me a couple.
Well,
I mean, what
okay.
makes you different?
Okay, well, we have several steps that we do to market your home. And starting with, coming soon, postcards going out, caravans with realtors. And we are the number one realtor in the nation, actually, and we have offices all over the world. So I have extensive knowledge in negotiating and marketing properties. I use a unique approach to selling homes that sets me apart from other agents. I'm also part, like I said, of a larger real estate network, which gives me access to more resources and potential buyers. With my skills and experience, I believe I can help you get the best price for your home in the shortest amount of time.
Okay.
Well, what I would do is use a combination of traditional marketing techniques, innovative strategies to showcase your property's best features. For example, I would hire a professional photographer to take high-quality photos of your home and create a virtual tour to help potential buyers get a feel for the property. I would also advertise your home on various online platforms, including social media and real estate websites. I have a proven track record of using these techniques to attract qualified buyers and sell homes quickly. And being on a team of a dozen highly experienced realtors, that would also help.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting.
Okay. Well, my commission rate is competitive, but more importantly, I believe that my services are worth the investment. My goal is to help you get the best price for your home, and I'm committed to doing everything I can to make that happen. I would be happy to set up an appointment with you to discuss your needs in more detail and explain how. What day and time would work best for you?
Well, pretty busy the next week or so.
Okay. Well, how about are you available next Monday at 1?
Not at 1. I
Okay.
don't get home until 5.
Okay. Well, if that works for you, I could meet you at your home. You could showcase your home for me. And in the meantime, I could send you over a seller's presentation, a bio on myself, and that way you could review it before our meeting. And if any questions should come up, don't hesitate to call or text me. And I have your email as jim@abc.com. Is that still the correct email?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, Jim, I thank you for taking the time to talk to me. I look forward to meeting with you at 5 o'clock next Monday.
All right, I'll be here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it is a script, right? So we're reading through some of this stuff, and I love how you make some of it your own. Obviously, if we have time to go through it again, I'm going to ask you to put it in your own words. But I can tell, at some point we have to be familiar with the seller presentation too, so that we can just rattle off all of those different items that we do to help people sell their homes. But we don't want to tell them too much either because we want to get the appointment, right?
Right.
Right. So, but otherwise, good job. Jim, let's reverse roles now. We're going to have you be the agent. You're calling expired listings today, and you come across Debbie, who's willing to talk to you.
All
Are you ready?
right. Yep.
Go ahead.
Hi, Debbie. This is Jim from Keller Williams. Do you have a second?
I do.
Great. Thank you. I see that your home recently came off the market, and I just wanted to touch base with you to see if you're still interested in selling.
Well, yes, I'm interested in selling, but very frustrated with the last agent I hired. Basically, all they did was have a sign put in my front yard.
Ouch, that really hurts. Well, how frustrating is that? Well,
Very.
I'm sorry to hear that your previous agent wasn't able to sell the home. And honestly, I do understand how frustrating that can be. If you don't mind, may I ask you a few questions so I can understand your situation better?
Yes, I guess you're probably about the sixth realtor that's called me this week. But
And you
yeah,
know
I
what the
can.
good you know what the good news is?
No.
There'll be about 50 more. The better news is you're talking to the only guy you need to talk to. Is that fair enough?
Oh, okay. Well, you sound sure of yourself, so tell me what you have to offer.
All right. Well, like I said, I ask a few questions so I can do exactly that. So, Debbie, to start with, could you tell me what you were hoping to achieve by selling your home?
Well, my husband had passed away, and this is a humongous, house. It's over
Oh my
4,000
God.
square feet. Yeah.
I'm
And
so
I just want to
sorry.
downsize.
So, are you planning to move locally, move out of town? What's your thought?
No, but probably within a 5 mile radius of where I'm at.
So you have family local? Sounds like you've been there a while.
Yes, I have my husband's side of the family local. Yes.
Okay, and that's good. It sounds like you're still close to everybody.
Yeah, all but his mangy sister, but that's okay.
There's one in every family, isn't there?
There sure is.
Well, it sounds like you have a plan worked out. And it also sounds to me like you were hoping to get top dollar for you. Is that correct?
Well, yes, all my neighbors, their houses went up, and it seemed like within a matter of a week or so, they all sold for actually above listing price.
Wow, so doubly frustrating. Well, it can often be challenging to get the right price for your home. Let me ask you this. Why do you think it didn't sell?
Because the agent didn't do anything. I know it was on the, what's that called? The multiple listing
Multiple
service.
listing service, yeah.
And then the sign, I never, they never asked to do an open house or anything.
Did you have a lot of showings? Did you get any offers?
I had people that wanted to pay cash that really lowballed it, but I didn't take that. And they were actually kind of shady to me, it
Yeah.
seemed.
You really have to beware. I mean, there's all kinds of people out there trying to buy properties and flip them to make a profit, like that guy on TV. You know, he doesn't do that for free, does he?
Yeah.
Well, again, I understand the absolute frustration of that because it sounds like the offers you got didn't meet your expectations, especially with your neighbor's situation.
Right, definitely.
Right. Yeah. So let me just say, as a professional real estate agent, my goal is to help you get the best price for your home. And I have many strategies that I think could help us achieve that. Would you be interested in hearing more about what I can offer?
Yes, because I do need to sell it, so.
Right. Yep. We got to get you in a more comfortable situation, don't we?
Yes.
Well, first, I'd just like to let you know that I've been doing this a very long time, and I have a lot of experience in negotiating and marketing properties. We tend to use a very holistic system. Everybody uses the multiple listing service and a sign, right? You learn that firsthand.
Right.
Most agents are what we call passive agents. They stick a sign in the yard, put it in the MLS, and pray that something happens. Well, obviously, you're not looking to hire somebody to do that again, right?
Definitely.
With my skills and experience, I honestly believe I can help you get the best price for your home. So, as I said, we use a combination of things. It looks like you have pictures already. We use the best professional photographers. You want to make sure that your home is displayed in the best possible light so that anybody looking at it, before they even come, they're three quarters sold. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Great. So I'd be more than happy to set up a meeting with you to discuss your needs in detail and explain how we can get this sold for you. So I'm looking at the calendar for the next few days. Let's see, today is Friday, so I have tomorrow in the afternoon or Monday about 11. Which is better for you?
Monday at 11.
Monday at 11. Perfect. And Debbie, one important question. Is there anybody else involved in this decision with you, or is it strictly you?
No, just me.
Just you. That's fine. And before I forget, because I do want to send you some materials to look at in advance, what's your email?
DebbieLogan@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you. And is this the best phone number to reach you?
Yes, I don't have a landline.
Got it. Well, that's great, because as soon as we get off the phone, I'm going to send you a text with all of my contact information and the confirmation for the appointment. I'll be sending you a packet to review before we get together. I'd appreciate it if you take some time to look at it so that'll pretty much streamline our conversation. Is that fair?
Yes, that sounds good.
Great. So, Debbie, I will see you Monday at 11, and looking forward to working with you and getting you to the goal that you've set for yourself.
Sounds good.
Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
That was great.
Thank you.
Let's get everybody in here before we go on with our notes. Hey, Frida and Emily, how did it go for you?
Good. Got
Perfect.
equal.
Well, I'd just like to mention a few things. And I think we have a lot of great discussion items. First of all, Debbie and Jim did really well. And I loved a lot of the things that you said, Jim. And I appreciate the fact that you come from a place of empathy. And I mean, I've met with all of you individually, and you all come from a place of empathy. And I really felt it in this conversation. I feel like you would have gotten that appointment with Debbie, and I feel like Debbie and you had a rapport, and she would have listed with you. I really do, if that was a real life scenario.
Thank you.
There are some mini scripts in here that I really want to pull out. Debbie had made the comment, you're like the eighth person to call me, right? Because that's how in the real world, that's how, expireds go. When you're cold calling, you're calling a bunch of people, they're either mad, they're upset, they're not answering, or 10 people have called beforehand. And then when you get one on the line that's willing to talk to you, then that's where some skill has to come in. There was a mini script when Debbie said, "Well, you're like the eighth person to call me." And I tried writing it down word for word, but here's how correct me if I'm wrong, but it says, "The good news is, Debbie, there's 50 more that's going to call you." The better news is you're talking to the one person that you only need to work with.
I like
And yeah, right?
Yeah,
that's good.
Number one,
Yes.
to me, that's telling Debbie, you're going to get a lot of more calls like this, right? So you might as well just sit here and talk to me, because and make it. But I mean, I think it adds a level of confidence in him as well,
For sure.
that look, I'm going to get this done for you. What do you guys think on that little script? That little
I love
script?
It.
Yep.
Great idea.
How did you feel, Debbie, when he said that?
Well, I think I said, well, gosh, you sound really confident.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing, I like how you said, let's get you into a more comfortable situation. You know, we want to get you into a more, that's what it was. It was more like a statement. Well, Debbie, we want to get you into a more comfortable situation, don't we? And that was a great use of a tie down. And it was a very natural conversation, which I really love. I highly recommend everybody going back and listening to it. Some other comments that I have to make is, you know, what is the best email versus what is your email? This is for everybody, you know, best phone number and, you know, letting them know what's to come. They're already frustrated. They're already frustrated, but letting them know what's to come. You know, here's what I'm going to do. What is the best email? I'm going to send you a packet and go ahead and review that before our appointment. You know, so that was it. It was very conversational. And I think that's how these conversations need to go. Be very conversational, be empathetic to their situation, portray confidence, let them know I am the person that's going to get the job done. What do you all think?
Yeah, sounds
good. Yeah, I think so too. I think the more natural, the better it'll go, you know, instead of like a scripted, you know, where you would do the same script for each person you call, because you'll get a different vibe from everyone you start talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay to be scripted, and we want to be scripted.
Right.
But not where it sounds robotic, I think, and untailored to the person that you're speaking to.
Right. So question, how do we make it not sound robotic?
Practice. Trick question.
What does that mean, though?
Come back every day.
Come back every day. Develop the habits. Condition your brain to, you know, ask questions. And, you know, one thing that both Debbie and Jim, and I'm sure you and Frida did as well, is even though it's a script, it's listening to how the people is responding to your questions, mm-hmm. and then responding accordingly. And if it's not written in the script, it's okay to go off script.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay because they have maybe responded. You can't force an answer.
Right.
What else? Who calls expired listings now? Just out of curiosity.
I used to. I haven't recently.
Yeah, I have, but not a while.
Okay. Yeah. Well, from a low-hanging fruit perspective in lead generation, expired listings are typically low-hanging fruit. Doing open houses are low-hanging fruit. Asking for referrals are low-hanging fruit. You guys, you all know what I mean by low-hanging fruit, right?
Yeah, easy pickings.
Easy pickings, that's right. All right, so that's the script. I hope that you found it useful. Just head over to realestatescriptspractice.com for more resources and downloads. This podcast is for the purpose of education only, and it does not make any guarantees. We suggest you seek out the help of your broker, coach, mentor, CPA, or attorney. Brought to you by Darren Tunsell, California DRE number 01853445.